This is Talk for Freedom, a podcast sharing the truths about human trafficking and highlighting those in the fight to end it, with your hosts, Cesar Lopez with For Freedom Initiative and Chuck Paul with Chuck Paul LLC. Welcome back, everyone, to Talk for Freedom. We're excited to start off the new year with a great episode with a great friend of ours. We have Carla Solomon with us, who hasn't been with us for quite some time. And so thank you for listening to our episodes. Thank you for being here with us. We're excited for our walk that's coming up as well. But we haven't checked back with Carla in quite a while. And in the last few episodes, she shared about her story and then also shared about some things that she was doing as well. And so we just want to check back with Carla. So Carla, introduce yourself and then, you know, anything that you want to share, we'd love to hear about you, about what's going on right now.
Hi, and thank you, Cesar, for having me again. Love everything that you guys do. And I'm so blessed and grateful to be a part of it. My name is Carla Solomon. I am a survivor of sex trafficking. I have shared my story on this podcast before in its entirety, or pretty much in its entirety. I've also been back once a couple of years ago in the middle of COVID, I think, and just kind of did an update with Cece of things that I was working on and doing at that time. So currently I am serving as the director of outreach and training for Mercy Gate Ministries. Mercy Gate is a nonprofit that's dedicated to assisting women 18 and older who have experienced sex trafficking or sexual exploitation in any time in their life. We have residential program, which is actually state approved. We actually have majority of our women that are placed with us now, are actually court ordered to our program as a means of their condition or conditions of their probation, by a judge. So that's, they're ordered to our program for about 12 months. And upon successful completion of that, it helps them out with, their compliance with probation and such, and definitely just helps them overall. We also have a non-residential program. So they get the same counseling and classes and everything as the girls in the residential program do. They just don't stay in our residence. We also offer through probation life skills classes and things to women that aren't even in our program. We also have a courtroom program now. That's something that I've been working on for the past year now. We actually qualified through the county for a government grant to get this program up and going. So we have support from the governor's office, criminal justice division, the state bar, and the public safety office to create a program, which we have implemented in Kerr County, Gillespie, Bandera, Medina, and Kendall counties. This program allows us as advocates to support these women going through the process of facing their own criminal charges, or on the flip side, pursuing justice in the courtroom against their abuser. So we are similar to CASA advocates, but for adults. But we also help with the criminal side of helping these women walk through that process as well, help them navigate that criminal justice world. You know, it's very foreign to many people, especially whenever you've been through extensive trauma, it can be very confusing. So we help these women learn what these probation officers and judges and attorneys are trying to help them do, which is really receive treatment for, you know, the things that they've been through and become a productive functioning member of society. So we have done all of that through Mercy Gate, but through Mercy Gate, I'm also a mandatory continuing legal education sponsor through the Texas State Bar. So this same government grant also was a two-part grant. So we implemented the program for survivors in the courtroom, But we also developed an extensive customized training for judicial officials and really anybody who would have their hands on or even eyes on a potential victim to be identified throughout the court system. So we have trained over 3,000 professionals here in our community within those five county radiuses to not only identify a potential victim, either in the jail or in the courtroom, a general public even, but also how they can help assist these individuals walk through this process and ultimately receive some help. So on top of all of that, I'm still working with the Department of Homeland Security's Blue Campaign, where
I'm going to pause you there real quick, because you mentioned a lot about Mercy Gate and what they're doing. Great work.
Yes.
And I'm sure your hands are kind of in a lot of that, if not all of it. But as a director of outreach, what do you do as a director of outreach, if you don't mind me asking?
So the outreach part is a lot, actually. There's many times that we have individuals reach out to us in what we would consider a crisis situation, mm-hmm. whether that's an individual that is in a situation where they need emergency help. I'm usually the one that takes those calls and assists those individuals to get their immediate needs met, whether that's through us or reaching out to another service provider that can, you know, provide those things for that person. I also have done a lot of work with CPS, DFPS, doing outreach for kiddos. We've also done street outreach, you know, where we go out to the streets or in areas that are well known, that we try and reach out to people that we know need help. And it doesn't have to just be trafficking. You know, we've went on the streets just to pray for the homeless. We've done a lot of that. And we also, there's many other things that kind of fall under that outreach lens, I guess, doing a lot of not just the training, but sharing and raising awareness, hosting events that are free to the community and things like that, that we can really get the message out there and really let the community know that if you or someone you know does need these types of services, that there are organizations, not just us, but there's many organizations and services in our area that people can really rely on and depend on, you know, for a time whenever they really need that service. So,
yeah, that's awesome. And you're uniquely qualified because of your story. And you have an understanding that maybe others just don't have when it comes to what maybe a woman who is calling, you know, for emergency assistance needs, you know. And so I just want to say I'm so proud of the work that you're doing there. I can tell a big difference between the very first time that you shared your story to where you're at now, and the confidence in your voice, you know, is just a world of difference. And so great job with that. Like you said, you're still doing a lot of other stuff. So tell us a little bit about you. We're going into the Homeland Security stuff that you're doing there.
So I don't remember if I share if this was before or after mm-hmm. the last time I shared on here, but right now, if you log on to the Department of Homeland Security's Blue Campaign website and you watch the general public indicator videos or the aviation training videos, I actually was in the director's seat for both of those videos being created. Homeland Security flew me out to DC and I was able to be hands-on with the whole production. They relied on me for my input and opinion on, is her facial expressions matching what it's supposed to be? Are we missing something here? Are all the indicators there that people would be able to recognize and pick out? Yeah. So all of those videos were, when Blue Campaign says that all of their efforts are survivor-led, they really mean that. They hire us and pay us as professionals to come and give our opinion and our expertise against what they're trying to create to bring more awareness to this, you know, globally. They're doing some amazing work over there. There's been the implementation of the Center for Countering Human Trafficking. I was actually the first survivor that got to share with the entirety of that organization. I was able to share my story with them and just, you know, what it's like being in this field now as a survivor also, which has been really awesome. And I agree, there's a lot of people that do tell me, they're like, you have a very unique space here. And I truly believe I do. I feel that God has called me to this for a very specific reason. And I'm just grateful that 6 years later, I'm still going, I'm still here, I'm still doing just a lot of really cool things.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, you bring a lot of value to the work that you're doing. And I'm impressed and honestly, you know, glad that the Blue Campaign and Homeland Security, they care about the authenticity of what they're doing, and they want to get things right. And so they're not just relying on data, relying on statistics, but they're relying on survivor stories and your specific story. So that's awesome. And I'm glad that you're at a new level, right? Did you ever imagine, you know, doing something like that, directing some sort of video?
Not at all. You know, it was funny because when they had reached out and asked me, I automatically assumed that they wanted me in the video, because so many people, so many others, they were like, we want you in the video. And, you know, as much as that is amazing and fun and, you know, awesome, they were like, no, we want you in the director's seat. We want to know that everything we're doing and everything the actors we are hiring to do that are doing is accurate. And it just made me feel like on a totally new professional level, that just being on video and sharing my story is not the only, you know, experience or expertise that I have to offer. I have to offer so much more, and it's not just being on the film or being on the stage. It's, you know, being behind the scenes and helping other entities get this right. So that's been really, an awesome experience. I love working with Blue Campaign. Blue Campaign also nominated me, for the, DFPS, Light the Way to End Human Trafficking Award, which I won. And I am also the survivor to actually receive that award. So that just made it so very special. It's been awesome working with those guys.
Yeah, that's great. And congrats. It just speaks to the level of professionalism that you bring to the space, the level of expertise. And, you know, that it doesn't, I don't think it ends there. I know that you have more to give, and there'll be definitely more opportunities. Tell us a little bit about, for our audience that doesn't know what Blue Campaign is.
So Blue Campaign is our nationwide initiative to combat human trafficking. They really focus on training and awareness. They're the ones that help with the national hotline for survivors. Polaris is kind of the ones that funnel most of that, but they also have a hotline for HSI or Homeland Security investigations. And it also goes to ICE and some others entities. And they just are really focused on how our nation as a whole can combat this issue. So they really focus on the training for like law enforcement, custom, you know, border patrol, things like that, so that everybody on all sides are aware of what's going on. And the cool thing is they also started an initiative through the Blue Campaign called Blue Lightning Initiative that has gotten a lot of airports, even globally, not just in our nation, on board also with human trafficking training in the airports, so that this can be spotted in any airport. They're hoping to get to all the airports. And I think we're pretty covered now in the United States. And once they went beyond the United States, that was Trinidad, Tobago, and the Caribbean. And I wish I would have been there in person for that. That would have been amazing.
Right.
But I did get to participate in that training as well. It was virtual, but I'm hoping one day that they invite us to like do a tour or something, you know, right there in Trinidad. That would be amazing.
Yeah. I'm sure those opportunities are going to come for sure. No, that's awesome. It's great that at a national level, there's awareness about this. There's work being done. You know, that's great. And that you're involved in that. What else do you have going on? I'm sure there's a list of stuff that's going on right now for you and that you're supporting.
There is. I still have more. let's see. Recently, I was invited by a very dear friend that also works in this field. He is a detective, Joseph Scaramucci. He's kind of, you know, famous in this field for the work that he has done. They had a trial going on in Waco in McClellan County, and I was invited to testify as an expert witness. And that was the first, but I know there's more coming. But that made me a court certified human trafficking expert. So the individual in that specific case got a total of 249 years in the sentencing. So very successful case.
Yep.
Yeah. And I actually got the opportunity to meet the victims in the case. And there was more than one. And I actually got to talk to some of these girls and just, you know, get to know them and connect with them. And, you know, hopefully they'll reach out some more later on down the road. We talk for a couple of days, you know, afterwards. And I'm just hoping that they reach out for some resources as well.
Yep. No, that's awesome to see the work on the other side of, you know, these legal cases, right? And no longer having to go through your personal case, but helping others, put others behind bars. And that's amazing. Keep doing that because, you know, 249 years is a lifetime, right? But they deserve every single one of those. And we want to see as many people who have trafficked those innocent lives behind bars, you know, and you know, paying some sort of justice as well. So that's good. What else do you have to share?
So I'm still on the council for the Human Trafficking Survivor Leader Council for Texas. We are led by the amazing Sophia Strother. If any of you guys have ever heard of her, you should look her up too. She's amazing. As well as all the other members that are on our council. We just added Rebecca Bender to our council, which is pretty monumental. You know, she's very well known in this field, and a lot of really other amazing, amazing women that just really dedicate their lives to giving back to, you know, survivors. We have a lot of really interesting trainings and opportunities coming up through the council. I think that they're trying to host a summit where it's all survivor led and all the trainers and everything will be survivors. So we're looking at what that looks like. If there's anybody out there that wants to support that, we would love to talk to you.
That's great.
And then, of course, I am also still on the board for Freedom Initiative, which is a place that I truly feel like family. You guys are amazing. You guys have been alongside me in this walk for some years now. Yeah. And I mean, my daughter still, she loves coming and participating in the walks every year. We are so excited for the one that's coming up. She's already picked out what shoes she's going to wear and everything. So we're just really excited. We love partnering with you guys. We love working with you guys. Yeah. Just a shared mission and vision. It all goes back to the people and to God's kingdom, which, you know, that's the important part for us, or for me anyways, that God is glorified through all of it. So, really excited for the things that you guys, that we, I always say you, we have coming up for this new year. I think we have even more news than just the walk, but I'm not going to be the one to blow the lid off of that yet, because I don't know how much details you guys are shared yet. But I know that there's a lot of super amazing things and efforts that are being done with For Freedom Initiative. It's just amazing to see us grow also in this process. So it's just been such a blessing. I love every place, entity, organization, all of the things that I do work with. It's beautiful.
No, and you're absolutely right. We're blessed to work alongside you. You, in reality, are the first survivor that helped us see that that a survivor can come out of it, thrive, and do good in this world, and turn their story around, and not let that be, you know, a story of defeat, but a story of triumph. And you have been that person for us here at For Freedom Initiative, and we're so blessed to have you as part of our board and be a part of our team. And that's why we continue to bring you on, because I think our audience needs to see the other side of a survivor story, right? So they often see what happens in the movies. They often hear, you know, the actual the trafficking story, but they don't always see what happens after that. And if you haven't listened to the first episode that Carla joined us, it's one of our very first episodes. She shares her story there. Listen to it, listen to that, hear her story, and then come back and listen to this episode, and you'll see the world of difference in her voice, in her, you know, just confidence. And I'm so, so happy to see that you're doing a lot of work, quite a bit of work. I'm sure it keeps you busy. How do you do it all? Honestly.
So I am extremely blessed. I have a very supportive and amazing husband that just is my everything, that is backing me 100% every single day. He puts up with my crying, my craziness, my go, 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 my, hey, you need an outfit to come to this gala.
Yeah.
He comes along with me. He supports me through all of it. And I mean, and God, without God, I couldn't do any of it. But you know, I've wondered that for a couple of years. I'm like, how do I do all of this work and I still have time to be with my kids and be with my family and be a mom and be a wife? I don't know. I have no answer to give you except that the Lord does it.
Yep.
He just makes the time. He clears things off my plate that I don't need to be doing, or that, you know, that's too much to be doing. And he just, I'm so reliant on him to, you know, where he leads me. You know, it's a lot to do, but somehow it gets done. And I do also, I do have a lot of freedom and a lot of trust with Mercy Gate, with the leadership there. They encourage me to be able to sit at other tables, like on the board for you guys and things, because not only is it assisting more people, ultimately, but I'm also learning and growing too through that. So it's a good opportunity for me. It's a good opportunity to help others. It's win-win, you know. I think it better than that. And the cool thing is that whenever I have stayed at something too long, the Lord's also very, very diligent in letting me know, served your time here. It's time, you know, you need to step away. And the thing is every time I'm obedient to that and I step away from one thing, he brings something else that's like really, really cool that I can learn from that too. So I will say that this new year coming, I plan on being extremely intentional with my focus and my time. I do plan on taking a little bit of a vacation, maybe a week. It's not something I normally get to do, you know, just with everything that I do. Every time we plan a vacation, something happens or I don't end up getting to go or whatever it is. But, you know, I've recognized that I do need that time of rest and refilling, especially with my family. So that is something that's going to be top priority this year.
Yeah, absolutely right. Your mind, body, and soul needs to be refreshed and renewed. And that way you can continue to give good work or do good work. Because when you're exhausted and you're tired, a lot of times you don't, you know, give 100% or you don't give your best. And so that's good to hear. And, you know, if we have what would you say to a survivor that happens to be listening to this episode today? We've seen again your story of triumph and victory. What would you say to someone who's coming in and saying, I'm a survivor, I don't know what to do next, or I don't know what my life has?
You know, for me personally, I think God showed me that I had purpose in my deepest pain. And because of that, I just surrendered and leaned so close to the Lord that if it wasn't him leading, that I didn't want it. And, you know, with God, anything is possible. All things are possible. And the Lord has a way of redeeming and restoring literally everything that has been stolen, anything that has been taken or, you know, just destroyed in your life. Yeah. He has the ability to take and make everything beautiful and even better than it was before. I think my scripture I stand on is Romans 8:28. You know, he has literally used all things in my life, mm-hmm. and has turned them for good because I've been called according to his purpose. And because I have surrendered my life to him. I know a lot of people, they think that that's, you know, oh, that's just that Jesus thing. You know, she doesn't mean that. Yes, I do. I really do. I can't do this work without God. I would not be where I'm at today without him. And without, I mean, he literally took all of the trauma, all of the pain, all of the suffering, all of the torment in my mind. He took that away in an instant, and he gave me a reason to live. And every single day that I have since that day, and if you go back and listen to my story, you'll know what I'm talking about. Ever since that day, every single day has been a blessing, and he has guided me through all of this. And it's surreal. I am in yeah. awe of what he is capable of. I have not done any of this in my own strength. It is all him. And I confidently say that.
That is
I would say, great. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if there was any advice that I could give, it would be find some people that can help you learn how to pray and help you learn how to love others and yourself like Jesus loves.
Yeah, that's great advice. You know, God has a way of putting people around you that are there to help you, you know, in different seasons. And so if you are a survivor and you're listening to this, you can see through Carla's story that there is hope, you know, and there is peace at the end of all this. And there is purpose as well. And so you can find your purpose, you can find your peace and your hope through a God, as she has mentioned, and the people that he uses to help you as well. So that's amazing advice. Thank you for sharing that. One last question for if there's an audience member that is just coming in for the first time and trying to, you know, learn about human trafficking, seeing what they could do, what's your advice to them on how to, what can they do to support, you know, survivors, to support the cause?
Oh, wow. There's many ways that people can come alongside any of us in this fight. I would definitely ask you as an individual, what is it that you already do that you can utilize to help someone else in this space? There's many people, they're like, well, I work at a t-shirt company. How can I help? Well, there's ways that we can make t-shirts and sell those to, you know, generate funds for these nonprofits that really need support. You know, and that's just an example. There's so many individuals that have asked us that question. And I think that's my answer pretty much every time. What is it that you already do that you can utilize to help someone else? Where is your heart? Where, you know, do you feel like you're capable of giving? I mean, monetary donations to nonprofits are amazing. We can use those funds to directly support survivors in the things that they need, whether that be an education through For Freedom Initiative's Dove Scholarship Program, or whether that be through like Mercy Gate, you know, with our Journey Residential Program. I mean, we literally provide these women for over a year with everything that they need. There is no cost to our program for the survivors. We provide them everything as far as food, clothing, shelter, and literally anything else that they are needing during that time. I would say educate yourself of the realities of trafficking. Not everything you see on TikTok is true. Mm-hmm. Not everything you see in the movies is true either. And sometimes they kind of exaggerate the reality, or sometimes they insert these pieces for shock value and it's not exactly accurate. So I would definitely research from credible sources. Homeland Security website is a very good website to check out, as is For Freedom Initiative, as is Mercy Gate Ministries, as is many other organizations that share very accurate and survivor-informed, trauma-informed information that will show you the realities of these situations. So definitely educate yourselves, support your local nonprofits and organizations that do this work. If you really feel like you want to volunteer or you want to give back, that's amazing. We all need that support. So yes, and prayers. I mean, we all need prayers. We definitely need your prayers to do this work. There's a lot of secondary trauma that we deal with. You know, it's hard to hear some of these survivor stories, and it's hard to, you know, try and walk alongside these families with these hurting children. And, you know, there's so much that people can do as a community, to stand up and link arms with us in this fight.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for the encouragement. Absolutely right. Educate yourself, you know, and get involved. There's multiple ways. She mentioned some of the organizations. And so there's always something that you can do, even if it's a small step. Each small step will turn into something greater. And so, Carlo, we want to just thank you for coming back, sharing with us how you're doing. I can't say it enough. I'm super proud of the work that you're doing and so glad that we have someone in you that is leading a lot of these efforts. And, you know, For Freedom Initiative is proud of you and our audience. Thank you for coming back and listening to Carla's story and how she is doing as well. We hope that you continue to come back and listen to us. Once again, thank you so much.